From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Tensions between Israelis and Palestinians spill over into Jordan. Tensions surrounding a disputed Jerusalem holy place that is sacred to Muslims and Jews has spilled across the border into Jordan. Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Angry protests have erupted in Amman, where a guard at the Israeli embassy Sunday shot dead two Jordanians who attacked him with a screwdriver. The incident complicates Jordanian efforts to resolve a dispute over new Israeli security measures at the Mosque of Al-Aqsa, known to Jews as the Temple Mount. The installation of security cameras and metal detectors at the holy site has sparked Palestinian riots and stabbing attacks. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel is holding contacts with senior officials in Jordan to end the crisis quickly and peacefully. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
In Washington, the Trump administration has expressed concern over the situation. Jared Kushner, U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and one of his close advisors, says he met with Russian officials four times during last year's presidential campaign and its aftermath, but did not collude with them or any other foreign governments. Kushner released an 11-page statement on Monday ahead of his closed-door testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee and another planned session Tuesday in front of the House Intelligence Committee. You can read Mr. Kushner's statement in its entirety on our website at voanews.com. The hearing ended, as a matter of fact, just a few moments ago with Mr. Kushner saying nothing as he dashed off to his awaiting vehicle. He is scheduled to make a statement sometime a little bit later on today. This is VOA News. An Afghan government official says the death toll in a suicide car bombing in western Kabul has climbed to 24, with at least 40 wounded. The bomber appeared to have rammed into a minibus. The Taliban claimed responsibility. At least 25 people were killed in a blast in the eastern Pakistani city of Lahore on Monday. At least 50 others were injured in the explosion. The director general of police operations told reporters that the blast was the work of a suicide bomber riding a motorbike. At least nine police personnel were among the dead. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte defended his strong-arm policies against drugs and traffickers and martial law in Mindanao in a State of the Nation address in Manila on Monday.
I will not allow the ruin of the youth, the disintegration of families, and the retrogression of communities forced by criminals whose greed for money is as insatiable as it is devoid of moral purpose.
He said that the fear that he could be prosecuted, even as president, for his policies against the drugs trade would not lead him to inaction. A man armed with a chainsaw injured five people on Monday in the Swiss town of Schaffhausen. And police said the man allegedly entered an insurance office in the center of the small town, wounding two staff members and three other people before fleeing. Reuters reported the Swiss House insurer CSS said that there is no information on the suspect's possible link to the company. The police have launched a manhunt for the suspect, but added that this was not a terrorist act. Russia has started to deploy military police to Syria to monitor a ceasefire in two newly established safe zones, according to Russian authorities today. Colonel General Sergei Rudskoy said Russian forces had set up checkpoints and monitoring posts around the safe zones in southwest Syria and eastern Ghouta, a suburb of Damascus. In May, Russia, Iran, and Turkey approved a plan to establish four safe zones in Syria in an effort to de-escalate the six-year-old conflict. Under the plan, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's military and air force will cease operations in the designated area. About 2.5 million people live in the four zones. And the U.S. Congress is moving toward adoption of new sanctions against Russia for its interference in the 2016 election. White House officials said President Trump will likely sign the measure into law. Congress is seeking to punish Russia not only for its meddling in last year's election, but also for its 2014 annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.